الرَّاجِدِينَ وَلَقَتَحَمَ الْأَقَبَةَ وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا الْأَقَبَةَ فَكُّ رَقَبَةَ أَوْ إِطْعَامٌ فِي يَوْمٍ ذِي مَسْخَبَةٍ يَتِيمًا ذَا مَقْرَبَةٍ أَوْ مِسْكِينًا ذَا مَتْرَبَةٍ ثم كان من الذين آمنوا وتواصوا بالصبر وتواصوا بالمرحمة أولئك أصحاب الميمنة والذين كفروا بآياتنا هم أصحاب المشأمة عليهم نار مؤصدة صدق الله العظيم.
ما شاء الله. فكان ينظر في الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في الصعب as people who are walking Quran in their lives were important to the Quran in every aspect of their lives. And keeping this in mind, I'd like to call upon Abu Bakr Bayo to recite some Quran for us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وتلك حجتنا آتينا إبراهيم على قومه نرفع درجات من نشاء إن ربك حكيم عليم. ووهبنا له إسحاق ويعقوب كلا هدينا ونوحا هدينا من ذريتي داود وسليمان وأيوب ويوسف وموسى وهارون وكذلك نجزي المحسنين. وزكريا ويحيى وعيسى وإلياس كل من الصالحين. وإسماعيل واليسع ويونس ولوطا وكلا فضلنا على العالمين. ومن آبائهم وذرياتهم وإخوانهم واجتبيناهم وهديناهم إلى صراط مستقيم. صدق الله العظيم.
Different languages and different races all coming together in the common goal. But I think this is the beauty of the Ummah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Keep this in mind, I'd like to request the Ibrahim Diallo to come forward and address us.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. ونرد الله لكل شريك ورديه لكل شريك ورديه ورقود ابن مسعود رضي الله عنه que le prophète sallallahu alayhi wa sallam avait dit la meilleure des actes est la prière à la première heure. La prière effectuée à son premier temps est considérée une acte supérieure.
সেলিকাল্লা গিদ প্রসন্ন পুরালে গায়ে এ সেলিকাল্লা এগার প্রসন্ন পুরালে গিদে অরাপর জিবনু মাহদুর রাদিয়াল্লাহু আন কেলে প্রফেট সাল্লাল্লাহু আলাইহি ওয়াসাল্লাম আবে দি La première aide de la prière, c'est la guimande d'Allah. Le milieu de l'air, c'est son pardon. Et la fin de l'air, c'est son miséricorde. On rapporte d'Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu que le prophète sallallahu alayhi wa sallam avait dit « Pointe de prière après le fajr, sauf Dieu prestination. » Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. La ilaha illallah. La
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته.
Virtual event with the skin mask such that if everything has the skin mask be taken and put on one side of the scales, and on the other side, all the heavens and the earth have to be placed. The skin mask will not weigh the heavens and the earth, such as the value and virtue of the skin mask, learning the hand of Allah. Now I'd like to request Bala Al-Hajj Shibari to come forward and address us in English.
من يهد الله تبارك وتعالى فلا مذل له ومن يذلل فلا هادي له واشهد ان لا اله الا الله واشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله اللهم صل وسلم على هذا النبي الكريم وعلى اله وصحبه وسلم My dear teachers, brothers and sisters in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I only have to bring it to our notice that all creatures worship Allah. Allah has all the perfect and most beautiful attributes and is free of all defects and imperfections. He is self-sufficient and free of all wants, while his creatures depend on him and in constant need of him. Allah glorified be He says, If you disbelieve here and those on earth, then verily Allah is rich free of all wants, owner of all praises. He is the owner of mercy and glory. Allah might and majesty beat him and says, To him submitted all the creatures in the heavens and the earth willingly and unwillingly, and to him shall they all be returned. Inanimate objects to prostrate him. In fact, all that exists in this universe prostrates to Allah. Allah glorified be he says, Have they not observed things that Allah has created, how their shadows inclined to the right and to the left, making prostration unto Allah, and they are lowly. May Allah give us tawfiq to understand the Quran. Ameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
وإنه
لَحَسْرَةٌ عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ وَإِنَّهُ لَحَقُّ الْيَقِينِ فَسَبِّحْ بِاسْمِ رَبِّكَ الْعَظِيمِ صَدَقَ اللَّهُ الْعَظِيمُ.
Uthman ibn Affan, radiallahu anhu, had Uthman on Yom's Yahya Salah, this was Kabir Salah, he began reciting the Quran, he started to go to a and he didn't go into a roof until he reached to our house. This just shows us the love that the Sahaba had for the Quran and the attachment they had for the Quran. I'd like to request Brother Abu Hamid Fisrud to come forward and recite a few verses of the Quran.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والسابقون الأولون من المهاجرين والأنصار والذين اتبعوهم بإحسان رضي الله عنهم ورضوا عنه وأعد لهم جنات تجري تحت الأنهار خالدين فيها أبدا ذلك الفوز العظيم. وممن حولكم من الأعراب منافقون ومن أهل المدينة مردوا على النفاق لا تعلمون نحن نعلمون سنعذبهم مرتين ثم يردون إلى عذاب عظيم. وآخرون اعترفوا بذنوبهم خلطوا عملا صالحا وآخر سيئا عسى الله أن يتوب عليهم إن الله غفور رحيم. صدق الله العظيم.
ما شاء الله. I'd like to request Brother Muhammad to come forward and verse us in English.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونشكره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله تبارك وتعالى فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله خلق السماوات والأرض بالحق وصوركم فأحسن صوركم وإليه المصير. وأشهد أن سيدنا محمد رسول الله. My dear parents, brothers, sisters in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I only want to share with you one of the events between Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be unto him, and the angel Jibreel when he revealed to him Surah Al-Fatiha, the opening chapter. Then said to Prophet that,
glad tidings that a chapter and the last two verses of Surah Al-Baqarah have been revealed to you, which were not revealed to any nation. These are Surah Al-Fatiha and the last two verses of Surah Al-Baqarah, the cow. Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be unto him, said, Surah Al-Fatiha was revealed with treasures from the throne of Allah. Therefore, one has to read it in a slow motion, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answers you for every verse one reads thereof. If one says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Allah says, my servant remembers me. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Allah says, my servant thanked me. Ar-Rahmanir Rahim, Allah says, my servant praised me. Malik Yawmiddin, Allah says, my servant has entrusted me. When one says, Iyaka na'budu wa Iyaka nasta'in, Allah replies and says, my servant, your duty is to worship me and my duty is to provide for you. When one says, Ihdina sirat al-mustaqim, sirat al-ladhina an'amta alayhim, ghayri al-maghdubi alayhim wa al-dhallin, Allah says, my servant, ask me and I will grant my servant. So with that, Allah says in his noble Quran, and we have bestowed upon you the seven oft repeated verses and the grand Quran. They call seven repeated verses because we read it in each rakat of Salat. And they call it Ummul Kitab because it comprises the whole Quran. For Allah will ask us on the day of judgment five questions. Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be unto him, taught us and said, Allah will ask every person, how did you spend your youth? How did you spend your age? Where did you acquire your money? How did you spend it? Your knowledge, where did you use it? Therefore, my dear parents in Islam, we need to prepare and ask Allah's mercy. Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be unto him, said, when he was asked, what is the major cause that leads people to Jannat? And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah's conscious and good character. That's taqullah wa husnul khulq. So a Muslim is to portray good character. Therefore, Surah Al-Fatiha contains many things. It contains tawheed. That's when we say, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, Malik Yawmiddin. It also contains compensation. That's when we say, Iyaka na'budu wa Iyaka nasta'in. When we say, Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim, that's the best character. So with that, a Muslim is expected to be of a good example to others. That is why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Bu'ithtu li'utammima makarim al-akhlaq. I was sent to perfect good character. My parents, elders in Islam, we are to portray of a good character. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if we were to obey Allah with true obedience as commanded, Allah would have granted us a sound knowledge in which there will be no conflicts. And if we were to have Allah's conscience as pure as it is, our du'as will move mountains. لو عرفتم الله حق معرفته لعلمتم العلم لا جهل فيه ولو خفتم الله حق خيفته لذلك لدعائكم الجبال. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
Something interesting about Brother Suleiman. Brother Suleiman is from America, and
Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Bismillah wa la isti'anata illa bi. والحمد لله ولا ثناء إلا عليه وصلى الله وسلم على سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم رحمة الله للعالمين ومسك الختام لسائر الأنبياء والمرسلين. All praise is due to Allah, the nourisher, the sustainer, and the creator of every creation. Peace and blessings be upon our beloved Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم and his followers. Honorable parents, my topic is why should the parents send their children to madrasa? Due to the fact that we are the future of Islam, it is our right to know Islam. It is our right to know Islam so that this thing can be preserved. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Talabul ilmi fariidatun ala kulli muslimin wa muslima." Searching for knowledge is a must for every Muslim. Allah says in the Quran, "Qul hadhi sabili ad'u ila Allah ala basiratin ana wa man ittaba'ani." That this is my way, and those who follow me call unto Allah with knowledge.
From the above hadith, we learn that pious children will be beneficial to their parents, even if the parents are no longer with them. Therefore, it is a responsibility of the parents to make sure that the children know Allah and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that they are practical Muslims, so that you can benefit from their du'as at the time when you cannot do good for yourself. If any parent wants to have this virtue, he or she has to make sure that the children have a good understanding of Islamic teachings. Allah says in the Noble Quran, إِنَّمَا يَخْشَى اللَّهَ مِنْ عِبَادِهُ الْعُلَمَاء. Verily, the people of knowledge are the ones who fear Allah. It is an indisputable truth that we will always one day depart from this world to the grave. We will have to face Allah. Because of this, we have to know what will help us on that day and try to get ourselves ready before the time comes. Allah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when a person dies, all his actions come to an end except for three: a continuous charity, knowledge, and a pious child who makes dua for him. Allah commanded Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to say, Rabbi zidni ilma, O Allah, increase me in my knowledge. If Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked to make this dua, then we should make it even more. Finally, we ask Allah to bless this madrasa and all the Islamic institution, and bless the parents for their effort, and not forgetting the scholars of Islam. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فسجدوا إلا إبليس محترم أساتذائي كرام ومحمانان عظام ومیرے دوستو میرے بزرگو السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. میں آپ کے سامنے کسی کی کہی ہوئی بات بیان کر رہا ہوں, توجہ فرمائے. اللہ ہم سب کو عمل کی توفیق عطا فرمائے, آمین. تو کسی نے یہ کہا ہے, سجدے ہی کا تو انکار کیا تھا شیطان نے. شیطان نے کوئی زنا کیا تھا, کوئی قتل کیا تھا, کوئی شراب پی تھی, کوئی جوا کھیلا تھا, کیا کیا تھا, کوئی شرک کیا تھا. شیطان سجدے کا انکار ہوا, ایک سجدے کا انکار کر کے وہ ہمیشہ کے لیے مردود ہو گیا. اس مسلمان کو ہوش نہیں ہے جو روزانہ دن میں پانچ دفعہ ہر بیسیو سجدو انکار کیے بیٹھا ہوا ہے, اور پھر آرام سے روٹی کھاتا ہے, آرام سے چائے پیتا ہے, اور آرام سے قہقہے لگاتا ہے, اور آرام سے اخبار پڑھتا ہے, آرام سے بی بی کے پہلو میں لیٹتا ہے. ایک سجدے کا انکار ہو کر شیطان ہمیشہ کے لیے مردود ہوا. جس نے فجر کا انکار کیا سجدوں کا, پھر زہر کے سجدوں کا مذاق اڑایا, پھر عصر کا مذاق اڑایا, پھر مغرب اور عشاء کا مذاق اڑایا. گھر میں نماز پڑھنا بھی چلو نہ پڑھنے سے تو بہتر ہے, پر یہ بھی نماز کا مذاق ہی ہے. اور آخر آٹھویں دن سر پہ ٹوپی رکھ کے آیا, آٹھ دن. جس نے اتنے سجدوں کا انکار کیا وہ اس بات سے نہیں ڈرتا کہ کہیں اللہ اسے مردود نہ کر دے. تو کیا ہوگا اس دن جب جن بچوں کے خاطر یا جس نفس کے خاطر اللہ کے بغاوت کی کہ اٹھا نہیں جاتا, آیا نہیں جاتا. گرمی بری ہے, سردی بری ہے, اندھیرا بہت ہے. کیا قبر کے اندھیرے یاد نہیں ہے, کیا قبر کی گرمی یاد نہیں ہے, کیا جہنم کی آگ بھول گئے, کیا جہنم کے عذاب بھول گئے, کیا جنت کے نعمتیں بھول گئے, وہ اللہ کا کلام بھول گئے, وہ اللہ سے ملاقات بھول گئے, وہ اللہ کا دیدار بھول گئے, وہ محبوب خدا کی محفل بھول گئے. یہ کیسا اسلام ہے, یہ کیسا پتھر دل ہے جو کمانے میں تو ایسے مس ہوئے کہ ہوش نہیں جب اللہ بلائے تو ایسے غافل ہو جائے, نہ برہے پر ان کی چوریں گے, نہ جوان کو ہوش آئے, نہ کسی عورت کو ہوش آئے, نہ کسی مرد کو ہوش آئے, نہ بازار بند ہو. ارے میرے بھائیو, حکومت سے پیسہ بچانے کے لیے ہڑتالیں کی, 20-20 دن بازار نہ کھولے, نماز کے لیے اگر دکانیں بند کرتے تو آج اللہ آپ کو ہر ظالم کے ظلم سے نکال دیتا. کوئی ظالم نہ آپ کے مال پہ ہاتھ ڈالتا, نہ آپ کے عزت اور آبرو پہ ہاتھ ڈالتا. دن دہاڑے ڈاکے پڑے, کیوں پڑے کہ ہم باغی ہو گئے, ہم نے اللہ سے بغاوت کر دی. کیا جمعے کے دن صرف اللہ بلاتا ہے یا جمعے میں اتنے اکو آتے ہیں اور باقی دنوں میں کیوں نہیں آتے؟ کیا اللہ نے باقی دنوں میں نماز فرض نہیں کی؟ اللہ نے تو ہر دن 5 نمازیں فرض کی ہے. فجر کے وقت میں فجر کے فرض کو ادا کرو, ظہر اور عصر کو وقت میں پڑھو, مغرب اور عشاء کی پابندی کرو, تب جا کے صحیح معنوں میں ہم مسلمان ثابت ہو سکتے. اللہ ہم سب کو توفیق عطا فرمائے. والسلام, وما علینا الا البلاغ.
MashaAllah. Now I'd like to request
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الرحمن علم القرآن خلق الإنسان علمه البيان. الشمس والقمر بحسبان والنجم والشجر يسجدان والسماء رفعها ووضع الميزان ألا تطغوا في الميزان وأقيموا الوزن بالقسط ولا تخسروا الميزان والأرض وضعها للأنام فيها فاكهة والنخل ذات الأكمام والحب ذو العصف والريحان فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان خلق الإنسان من صلصال كالفخار وخلق الجن من مارج من نار فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان رب المشرقين ورب المغربين فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان مرج البحرين يلتقيان بينهما برزخ لا يبغيان فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان يخرج منهما اللؤلؤ والمرجان فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان وله الجوار المنشآت في البحر كالأعلام فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان صدق الله العظيم.
needs to say something, let the student finish. I ask for 3 minutes, 4 minutes, and at the same time, we want to treat one another. Let us wait for the time to apply. Let the student complete. We must always respect the Quran. No matter in which way it is, this is the alarm of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and let us respect it. Please, brothers.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والسماء بنيناها بأيد وإنا لموسعون. والأرض فرشنا فنعم الماهدون. ومن كل شيء خلقنا زوجين لعلكم تذكرون. ففروا إلى الله إني لكم منه نذير مبين. ولا تجعلوا مع الله إلهًا آخر إني لكم منه نذير مبين. كذلك ما أتى الذين من قبلهم من رسول إلا قالوا ساحر أو مجنون. أتواصوا به بل هم قوم طاغون. فتول عنهم فما أنت بملوم. وذكر فإن الذكرى تنفع المؤمنين. وما خلقت الجن والإنس إلا ليعبدون. ما أريد منهم من رزق وما أريد أن يطعمون. إن الله هو الرزاق ذو القوة المتين. فإن للذين ظلموا ذنوبا مثل ذنوب أصحابهم فلا يستعجلون. فويل للذين كفروا من يومهم الذي يوعدون. صدق الله العظيم.
ما شاء
الله.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. دربار رسالت کی کیسی ہو گری ہوگی. دربار رسالت کی کیسی ہو گری ہوگی. حسان کے ہونٹوں پہ جب نعت نبی ہوگی. بوبکر عمر ہوگے عثمان علی ہوگے. عثمان علی ہوگے حسنین کے نانا کی کیا بزم سجی ہوگی. حسنین کے نانا کی کیا بزم سجی ہوگی. دربار وصالت کی کیسی وہ گھڑی ہوگی, آقا نے کمر لے کی اصحاب ستارے ہیں, اصحاب ستارے ہیں اس چاند کے ہر جانب تاروں کی لڑی ہوگی, اس چاند کے ہر جانب تاروں کی لڑی ہوگی, دربار رسالت کی کیسی وہ گلی ہوگی. جب عہد و بدر والے آقا پہ ہوئے قربان, آقا پہ ہوئے قربان, خوشخبری پھر ان کو جنت کی ملی ہوگی, خوشخبری پھر ان کو جنت کی ملی ہوگی, دربار رسالت کی کیسی وہ گھڑی ہوگی, حسان کے ہونٹوں پہ جب نعت نبی ہوگی, حسان کے ہونٹوں پہ جب نعت نبی ہوگی. السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ.
الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى, أما بعد, قال الله تعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين, وقال تعالى لقد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة لمن كان يرجو الله واليوم الآخر وذكر الله كثيرا, وقال تعالى كونوا ربانيين بما كنتم تعلمون الكتاب وبما كنتم تدرسون, صدق الله العظيم. Respected elders and dear listeners, I'm standing in front of you through the barakat of my illustrious Shaykh Hazrat Maulana Abdul Hamid Sahib Madzhar Al Ali, otherwise wallah I'm not worthy of being here. But having said that, as per the teaching of my illustrious Shaykh Hazrat Maulana Abdul Hamid Sahib Madzhar Al Ali, says that always make muzakara of one of the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam before commencing any talk proper. And being a gathering of ulum and knowledge, of teaching and learning, then one very, very great sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is that of teaching. Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, بُعِثْتُ مُعَلِّمًا, that I have been sent to you as a teacher. And what did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam come to teach us? was not the knowledge that we called knowledge. It was not to teach us physics and science and history and geography, etc. What Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to teach us was that knowledge which would link us up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is the object of our creation. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent us into this world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that I haven't created man and jinn, but that the sole object and purpose that they should worship me. And Ra'isul Mufassirin Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma says that yeah, the word ya'budun actually means ya'rifun, that they should recognize me. That wherever we go and wherever we step, we should only recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in the words of a very, very great saint and wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says that, O Allah, you have hidden yourself in hundreds of veils, in thousands of veils, but wherever I see, I only see you. And again, the teaching of my illustrious Shaykh Zakmullah Abdul Hamid Samad Tazullah Ali says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's favors and ni'mats upon us, that this one little eye that Allah has blessed us with, if we'll see that in a split second, you see the different colors, you see the different people, how it functions, the blood pressure in it, etc., the pupil, and all the retina and all these things, one little eye that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with, Allah forbid if a person has got to lose it, then the most that the doctors will be able to give us is a glass eye, which will seem like an eye to others, but the person who has got it will know that he cannot see anything with it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never ever sent us a bill or a statement to say, oh my banda, I gave you two little eyes and your bill is 600,000 rands or a million rand or whatever the case may be. The doctor may charge you so much, but Allah never ever sent us a statement. The object of the knowledge that we are acquiring is to find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to link ourselves up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that wherever we see, we only see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As this wali said, that you have hidden yourself in thousands and veils, but oh Allah, wherever I see, I only see you. When the sun rises in the morning, I see you. When the sun sets, I see you. In the words of Hazrat Mufti Mahmud al-Hasan Gangohi rahmatullahi alayhi, you say that I saw you in the pages of the Quran Sharif. I saw you in the rising of the sun. Wherever I saw, I only saw you. And this is the object of the acquisition of knowledge. Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, O Allah, send amongst them a Nabi, a messenger of yours, who will recite to them your ayat, and then he will teach them your words and wisdom, and he will purify them. So from this we see, رَبَّنَا وَبَعَثْتِهِمْ رَسُولًا يَتْلُوْ عَلِيمْ آيَاتِكَ وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ وَيُزَكِّهِمْ. That first he will recite the Quran Sharif to your ayat to them. And this, as per the teaching of my Shaykh, he says, this is the system of the basic and the primary madrasa. وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةِ. And then he will teach them the inner meanings of your kalam, of your ayat and the wisdoms. And this is the higher education, the darulums, etc. And the very, very important aspect in which I am lacking is that of purification, which is a very, very integral part of the functions of risalat. That why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam into this world, so that he can purify us and we can see this at every step in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That wherever Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stepped, he was always teaching the Sahaba ikram radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in. And the Sahaba ikram were that band of people that nobody wanted to even rule upon them. When we speak about the Sahaba ikram radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in, before the advent of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, before the coming of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they were such a downtrodden nation that nobody desired to even rule over them. They used to inherit their mothers, they buried their daughters alive, and whatever, they fought with one another for decades and centuries on end. They were uncouth and unmarried and uncultured. But when they came to the teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the teacher. They are the students. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala conducts the examination. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَزُلْزِلُوا زِلْزَالًا شَدِيدًا, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shook them a very, very severe shaking. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put them to a very, very severe test. Can we imagine at the time of the battle of Tabuk, where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam asks for donations, that people should donate whatever they can for this expedition, and Rasulullah Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala sweeps his whole house and brings whatever he had. What an occasion it was when the crop was ripe, and now was the time to harvest and take the profit, and that profit that will see them through in the future for the next year. On such an occasion, now Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is calling them out. What a type of a shaking it was when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam called the Sahaba ikram at the time of the battle of Ahzab, and then they said, "Hada ma wa'adana Allah wa rasuluhu wa sadaqa Allah wa rasuluhu wa ma zadahum illa imanan wa taslima." That this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised us. This is the true promise of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And such a severe condition, with the cold of the winter, and they were digging the trenches, and they said, "These are the promises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." What iman had been instilled in them, how Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed the message over to them. Ta'aleem that we are getting, this is the object of it, that iman has become alive in us, that we become linked to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we become linked to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And they say, such conditions only increased them in their iman, it only brought them closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this was the examination that was being written, and such an examination, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala passes the result, that radiyallahu anhum wa radu an, they are happy with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is happy with them. That each and every sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed with flying colors. Rijalun sadaqu ma ahadullah alayhi. They had fulfilled the responsibility. They had completed their task. They had passed with flying colors. So the teacher Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his student sahaba ikram radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in, they examine Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the result that they have passed. They have passed with flying colors. That is the object why we are acquiring knowledge. And then, وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ, the function of Risalah, very, very important, is self-reformation. Like our bodies, we get physical sicknesses and physical ailments. We suffer from cancer and diabetes and blood pressure and tumors and kidney failures and whatever the case may be, Allah save us all. But like the physical body has got sicknesses, the body has also got the ruh, the soul, which also gets sicknesses and ailments. It also becomes sick. One time, Mawlana Bashar Ali Sahab rahmatullah alayhi was very, very fondly known as Naib Sahab in Hardoi. He was hospitalized in Bombay, and he was asked to sign the indemnity form before the operation. He said, "First I will ask my spiritual doctor." And the doctor said to him, that "What do you speak about a spiritual doctor? We are the doctors. We have studied. Yeah, you've got the professors of every field. We'll take a blood sample and we'll be able to tell you how much sugar there is in your blood and what conditions you suffer from, etc. Just a few tests and within a few hours, we'll be able to tell you everything of your body." He said, "Yes, exactly. That is what I want to explain to you. Call all the doctors together." The next day they were all called. And he said, you have just taken so much blood from my body, two or three, whatever it is, samples. Now tell me, how much anger have I got in me? How much jealousy do I suffer from? How much hatred and love of wealth and love of position and arrogance and pride and all these ailments? How much have I got in it?" He said, "No, that we cannot tell you." He said, "Exactly, where your work stops, where you feel that you have progressed till there, that is where the work of my spiritual doctor starts. As the spiritual doctor, the Ruhani doctor." So the object of us acquiring this knowledge, we are learning Quran Sharif, we are learning the innermost meanings of it, etc., is kunu rabbaniyin, become Allah wala, become linked to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And not only for those who have studied deen, but for each and every person, the object of our coming into this dunya, the object of our why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent us here, is to recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you want this, then we have to stay in the company of those who are sadiq fit taqwa, those who have already found Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as my shaykh teaches us, that Hazrat Mawlana Abul Ghani Phulpuri rahmatullah alayhi used to say, that kebab milta hai kebab walon se. If a person wants kebab, he'll have to go to those selling kebab. Kapda milta hai kapde walon se. That if you want fabric, then you'll have to go to those selling fabric. Allah milta hai Allah walon se. If you want to find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then link yourself up to Allah wala. Link yourself up to those who have already found Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then you will also find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as we said just now, that this wali said that, oh Allah, you have hidden yourself in so many hundreds and thousands of veils, but wherever I see, I only see you. I only see your greatness, the trickling of the water in the ravines, in the streams, the oceans, the mountains, the clouds, the sky, that little baby that is born at home, how your motor car moves, who is making it? Don't you look at the birds? Who has kept them suspended in the air? If we want to recognize that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have taken the first step, we are acquiring knowledge, we are sitting at the feet of our asatiza, we are acquiring the knowledge, but the object of it all is kunu rabbaniyin, become Allah wala. And if you want to become Allah wala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the formula, sit in the company of those who have already found Allah. And how long must you stay with them? Hazrat Mullah Ali Qari rahmatullah alayhi has said, and all this are the teachings of my illustrious Shaykh Hazrat Mullah Abdul Hamid Sahib Madizul Ali. Wallah, you take a glass of water, put it on the stove, it's going to get hot. Take the same glass of water, put it in the fridge, it's going to get cold. Sit in the company, if you keep evil company, that is what is going to rub off onto you. Sit in their company and then you will see that deen won't just be a responsibility. Deen will become a pleasure. Now to wake up on Hazrat Salman, Sayyid Salman Nabi Rahmatullah Ali used to say that, oh Allah, the promise of meeting you where I can pour my heart out to you is in the wee hours, in the early hours of the morning. No sooner does the sun rise, subah sahi intizar sham hai, the sun is still only risen, the day is only going to start, there's still going to be dhuhr, asr, maghrib, isha, then the night will pass, then I can wake up. From the morning already I'm waiting, that when can I wake up and pour my heart out to my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you want this to come, then deen won't just be a responsibility, it will become a pleasure when we will stay in the company of the Ahlullah, the object of knowledge and the object of our creation. Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent us into this dunya is to link ourselves up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is to become Allah conscious, is to become aware of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That alam ya'lam bi anna Allah yara, don't you realize and don't you think that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ever watchful over you, that every step and every action of yours, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is fully aware of it. And this also sit in the company of the Ahlullah, then they will open up the eyes of the heart, that we only thought that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wal ayyadu billah is sitting there with a whip waiting just to punish us, that when you step wrong, where are you going to step wrong so that he can punish you? No, they will make you realize that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also ghafoor and raheem, that in a positive sense also, whatever actions you carry out, whether good or bad, everything Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is aware of. This is the object why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent us into this world, that we bring this taqwa into our lives. And to bring this taqwa, this Allah consciousness, this bond with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will have to stay in the company of the pious, of the Ahlullah, hatta takunu mislahum, until you become like them, until it wears off onto you. We have to stay in their company, and then we will be counted in that company, in that category, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said of the Sahaba, Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala, that Rijal, they were men. They were real people. And as we always say, that they had bodies, we've also got bodies. They had eyes, we've got also got eyes. And they had ears, we also got ears. They ate and they slept. We also eat and and sleep. Whatever they did, we do. But Allah called them men. If we want to be called men, then we'll have to bring this taqwa into our lives. With all the knowledge that we acquire, we'll have to bring this taqwa into our lives. And to bring this taqwa into our lives, we'll have to stay in the company of the pious. And when we stay in the company of the pious, until we become like them, we'll find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is the sum total and object of our creation, which is the sum total and requirement, that why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent us into this world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless me first of all with tawfiq to realize what I have said, thereafter everybody else. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.
Brother Abdul Hadi wants to say he wants to have a knowledge. while he is coming up and he speaks, I'm going to call by Ayaz or Jaz. Please come forward. But you have to come forward for a moment only. And then we will ask our brother to read a dhikr for us for about 5 to 7 minutes. And then we will prepare for the Maghrib Salah.
الحمد لله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في محكم تنزيل وعلى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: ففروا إلى الله إني لكم من نذير مبين. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: إن أفضلكم من تعلم القرآن وعلمه. الحق لله. We thank all dear listeners who has given their time to come and attend this jalsa in order to give an encourage to the principal and more advices. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant him more. We make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All those ulama are giving their time in order to spread the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and those brothers also are spending their wealth also in order to propagate the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now the khidmat of deen in our area, we can see how is it here. That this area, most of it that who are staying here, that those who are making efforts to give a life a deen in this area, which is very, very important. We like to thank Ari Musa, which is normally here, that he has given us, helping us, especially we, those who are around here, as being foreigners, as being our society, the weakest one, the poor ones, that he's bringing Deen alive here. So many of the students, they come from the West African side, they come from the various countries, which is normally the parents are not even having enough thing to spend, that they are having a deen of Allah. And this is a very good nasihat that was given to Rasulullah Sallam, that we must give a life to deen and the teaching of a deen, which is the best, inshallah. Jazakumullah khair.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. هذه حرف إلا الله ولكن جعلنا وصل إلا الله. دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ 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 الا اللہ. دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ 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 الا اللہ. لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ. کوئی بتائے دریاؤں کو ایسی روانی کس نے دی، کس نے چمکتا دن بخشائے رات سہانی کس نے دی، ننے مننے پودوں کو گلشن میں جوانی کس نے دی، وہ یکتا قدرت بھی رکھتا ایسا ہے میرا اللہ ایسا ہے میرا اللہ. الا اللہ 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 الا اللہ. لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ. سوچو ذرا فرعون کے گھر میں موسیٰ کو پالا کس نے،
غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے, سوچو ذرا فرعون کے گھر میں موسیٰ کو پالا کس نے, غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے, پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے, اس کے نام کے گن گاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ, الا اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ. جن کو آنا تھا سب آ گئے صرف قیامت باقی ہے, جن کو آنا تھا سب آ گئے صرف قیامت باقی ہے, سورج کے شعلے کہتے ہیں حشر کی شدت باقی ہے, موت جسے کہتی ہے دنیا وہ بھی حقیقت باقی ہے, اب تو نکالو یارو اپنے اب تو نکالو یارو اپنے دل سے خیال غیر اللہ, الا اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ. کرائے عرض کو گردش میں یوں زیر فلک رکھا کس نے, سورج چاند ستاروں میں یہ نور چمک رکھا کس نے, کرائے عرض کو گردش میں یوں زیر فلک رکھا کس نے, سورج چاند ستاروں میں یہ نور چمک رکھا کس نے, لیلا کے پانی چہرے پر ایسا نمک رکھا کس نے, خالق حسن کی ہر لحظہ ہے خالق حسن کی ہر لحظہ ہے شان نئی سبحان اللہ, الا اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ. دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ. عشق خدا کی آگ وہ پہلے سہنے دل میں لگاتے ہیں, جس سے معاصی کے سارے وہ خار و خس جل جاتے ہیں, عشق خدا کی آگ وہ پہلے سہنے دل میں لگاتے ہیں, جس سے معاصی کے سارے وہ خار و خس جل جاتے ہیں, پھر سالک کو آسانی سے منزل پر پہنچاتے ہیں. رب نے ایسا شیخ دیا ہے رب نے ایسا شیخ دیا ہے سب کہہ دو ماشاء اللہ, الا اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ. دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم.
ما شاء الله ما شاء الله. Jazakallah khair, Ayaz. I am going to ask the room number 4 and 5 boys very quietly, please move out from the masjid. You're going to read namaz upstairs. There is no need for you to talk, number one. So, Sheikh Usman, Suleiman, let the small boys from room 4 and 5 go upstairs. Let them read namaz there. If there's any other little children in between, let them read their namaz at the back. And if you find parents can't leave their children, so you read namaz also at the back. We're going to break for Adhan, for Maghrib. Let us bear in mind, we are not the only beings that are in the masjid. There are other beings who make ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also. There are other creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that makes ibadat. So let us now, we're going to meet, we're going to start making a noise, and we're going to start talking, meeting, hugging one another, and we're going to start talking loud. When the Adhan goes, we don't even hear the Adhan. And a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that when the Adhan goes, whatever the Muazzin says, you must reply. And that is something that has become such that only some old people will reply. Young today don't want to reply to the Adhan. Let's revive the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When the Adhan takes place, let us be absolutely pin drop quiet. And when the Muazzin gives the Adhan, let us reply. And what we're going to request, we need space in the front. So we've got this desk here. After the Maghrib Salah, we're going to ask the students to put their desk back in that place, and the Musallis who are going to read namaz in the front will move a little back. We have 10 students who are complete in Hafiz al-Quran, and we're going to get their representative of their parents. They're going to be here also. The father is going to be here. So we need that little space. Another request is those brothers, after Sunnah and Nafil, if you want to carry on reading Salah, there is a room upstairs, so you won't be in anybody's way and we won't be in your way also. We request that. We're going to break for Adhan now. I'm going to beg my students humbly, sit in your places, but we don't need to make a noise. Jazakallah. We will assemble immediately after our Sunnah and Nafil. We'll ask the students to put this desk back. We need the space in the front. Jazakallah. And we'll wait for the Adhan.
الرجيم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا
Thank you. adab.
I thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that out of His infinite mercy He has given me the ability to stand in front of you, and it is all the tawajjuh of the akabirin of our asatiza that gives us this courage to be here in front. We're going to start this program off with the recital of the Holy Quran. We have a little student who is here from Guinea. He's completed 18 juz of the Holy Quran, 18 paras already. We're going to ask Hafiz Usman Baldi to come forward and recite a few ayats of the Holy Quran. Give a little space. At the moment you can turn, because you're going to listen to the Quran. So turn this way. Sit on the side.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أقم الصلاة لدلوك الشمس إلى غسق الليل وقرآن الفجر إن قرآن الفجر كان مشهودا ومن الليل فتهجد به نافلة لك عسى أن يبعثك ربك مقاما محمودا وقل رب أدخلني مدخل صدق وأخرجني مخرج صدق واجعل لي من لدنك سلطانا نصيرا وقل جاء الحق وزاق الباطل إن الباطل كان زوقا وننزل من القرآن ما هو شفاء ورحمة للمؤمنين ولا يزيد الظالمين إلا خسارا وإذا أنعمنا على الإنسان أعرض ونأى بجانبه وإذا مسه الشر كان يئوسا قل كل يعمل على شاكلته فربكم أعلم بمن هو أهدى سبيلا صدق الله العظيم.
MashaAllah, Hafiz Uthman Baldi, two of his elder brothers also completed Hifzul Quran in the madrasa here. I'm going to call upon a student from Tanzania, and I'm going to ask Saleh Muhammad to come and give us the last few moments of the life of our beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wa taslim, and what did Rasul alayhi salatu wa salam have said in this naat. I will very briefly explain it for those who do not understand Urdu. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Al-Wida, Al-Wida, he's going, it's farewell, he's leaving us. And I'm leaving behind my Quran and the Sunnah. If you follow the Quran and Sunnah, you will not go astray. When you will be in times of turbulence, hold on to the Quran and my Sunnah. And I will meet you at Pul Sirat. I will make sure that you do not fall off full sirat. And if you don't find me there, then you will find me at Hawd al-Kawthar. I will make sure that your thirst that you will be in, I will give you the water of Kawthar. And if you don't find me there, then I'm going to be at the scale. And at the scale, I will make sure that your bad deeds will not outweigh you're good. And if you don't find me there, then you will find me at the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I will beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for my ummah. So that is in a nutshell. I haven't done justice to that naat, but just in naat, in a brief. Saleh Muhammad.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Kadang ye bila la jo chalne se aari lo ali al wida al wida hai hamari ye lo mera ku sabartum utana magar dil kisi ka har kis jukana yehi yaari rakhna nasihat amari lo abe al wida hamari tumhe pul si Tishina labiko tumari lo abi alwida alwida he hamari agar wana uja miza par milunga mi badiyo ke pal Nadunga Juka unga palra Nikika tumara Lo abi alwida alwida he hamari Agar wana uta Arshi par milunga Roroke hakuse dua e kaunga kaunga wahame aozari tumari lo abe alwida alwida he hamari kadam he bila chalne se aali lo abi alwida alwida he hamari lo abi alwida alwida he hamari assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh
warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Allah, Allah, Allah. Allah, 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 Allah,
عليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته.
Of all the people that are here, all those that donate, my students, I will ask Hafez Daike, Hafez Musa Daike. He comes from Mali. He is going to recite for us. Then we will have Hafez Muhammad Kati. He is a South African, other than South African. Then we have Hafez Yunus Bari. He is from Guinea. Then I will ask Suleiman Diyal. He is also from Guinea. Muhammad Diyal, who is a school-going student. He is in grade 8. And he has completed Hafez al-Quran this year. He is from Somali. Then I have Mustafa Song. And I must say that Mustafa Song has been represented by a sheikh who has come from Senegal and is here with us. We are very thankful to Sheikh Yusuf, who is also present here today. Then Hafez Muhammad Selo, who is from Guinea. And then Hafez Sadiq Ibrahim, who comes from Malawi. Hafez Muhammad Cham from Gambia, and Hafez Mikhail Diallo from Guinea. We're going to ask them to complete today, and a format. We just made it a shorter format of completion. Every student had to leave. He was with 7-8 minutes, so it takes 80 minutes. And we know that our span of concentration is very, very limited. So I want you to sit back, relax, but listen attentively. We have got a format where within inshallah 15 minutes they will complete the Quran. Thereafter, I have a small boy who comes from Durban, he says. And he wants to give a little message after that. And then we have in our presence, and to start off by this, that I must say one experience somebody told me today, that you remember Hazrat Maulana Abdul Rafiq Sahab, he came to Jerusalem, and it was the first few years of Hazrat. So, being in the first few days in the presence of Hazrat, the khutbah that we read today, that we stand on the river and we read, was in his presence, we have learned it, and we learned how to stand on the river. The imamah that we made, Hazrat gave us the opportunity of doing so, and he gave us the encouragement to do so. That's why we stand so big today, yeah, because of Hazrat. But I must say, my one experience that I need to share, and that was the Bakri Eid was on a Thursday. And Hazrat, after the Eid namaz, happened to go to Leslie. And that's where Hazrat Maulana Zubair Abisab, Rahmatullah Alayhi, and his family hailed from. That's the in-law of Hazrat. So Hazrat told me that, you know, tomorrow it's Jum'ah, you are ready to do khutbah. So I'm there. Hazrat is not there. We do it. Only to know at about 2, 3 o'clock in the morning, we get a telephone call that Dr. Shabir Akhudi has passed away in a motor accident. Well, right from the time I heard that he passed away, I was worried. Like, I was sweating. Tomorrow is Jum'ah. There's a janaza. Is Hazrat going to be there? Who is going to be there? Can I read the Jum'ah namaz? Can I be so? Do I have the courage? Nevertheless, Hazrat didn't come back from Leslie, so I had to make it. But I must say that today I have to confess, it is Hazrat's tawajjuh, it is Hazrat's du'as, it is the barakat of our asatiza. Never ever forget whoever you may be. Whatever you may be at the end of the day, Hazrat Maulana Abraham Khan Rahmatullah Ali always used to say that man who taught you Ali Fatata. Don't forget him even if you're a Mufti or you're a doctor or you're a professor. If you did not start from there, you wouldn't have gotten through the law. So Hazrat, we are very thankful. As your student, this Madrasa Ziyarat that you find in front of you, it is our making. It is your tawajjuh, it is your barakat, it is your tawajjuh and du'as. And all asatiza that we do not forget, like Hafez Daud Rahmatullahi, we have Maulana Yusuf Khandar, Damar Bongatun, who is also, I think he's around here. He is also being our ustad, Hafez Sandu Rahmatullahi, many of them. And not to forget that the person who taught us Ali Fataha was a Muazzin, and his name was Ahmad Saeed Rahmatullahi. And Ahmad Saeed, when he taught us, that is where today we are. So I do ask my students to turn around. Take your mics and please, you will complete the Quran. And thereafter, inshallah, we're going to ask some of our ulama who are here, we're going to ask them for a simple dastar only. I request all of us, please switch off your cell phones, switch off your cameras, We would like you to respect your views, and we would like you to respect us when it comes to your cameras and that. Please, we beg you, we humbly request you, while the students finish and when they put in the amount on, I don't want anybody to stand up and start taking the camera out or the cell phone out and start taking pictures. Please, my brothers, I beg you, I humbly appeal to you, don't embarrass us and don't embarrass yourself also by doing this.
الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن المتقين في ظلال وعيون وفواكه مما يشتهون واشربوا هنيئا بما كنتم تعملون إنا كذلك نجزي المحسنين ويل يومئذ للمكذبين كلوا وتمتعوا قليلا إنكم مجرمون ويل يومئذ للمكذبين وإذا قيل لهم اركعوا لا يركعون ويل يومئذ للمكذبين فبأي حديث بعده يؤمنون
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألف لام ميم ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألف لام ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون. صدق الله العظيم. اللهم آنس وحشتنا في قبورنا، اللهم ارحمنا بالقرآن العظيم، واجعله لنا إماما ونورا وهدى ورحمة، اللهم ذكرنا منه ما نسينا، وعلمنا منه ما جهلنا، وارزقنا تلاوته آناء الليل وآناء النهار، واجعله لنا حجة يا رب العالمين، برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.
We're going to ask Hafiz Abdus Samad Daya, Maulana Rafiq Haturani Sahib. I'm going to ask Hazrat Maulana Abdul Hamid Sahib also please put on the star for the students. Mufti Ali Bhai Lorgat, you are here also. Maulana Abdul Rahman Sahib, please. Hazrat ki taraf se. Hazrat, agar aap ijazat di dete. And we have the Imam of Hilal Masjid from Durban. Maulana Sahib, please. With Hazrat's permission. And I have 700 rands that has been given to me. For these students, I'm going to give it over to an ustad of the madrasa who will give it to the students.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Hazrat ulama and brothers, I have this munajat of Hazim Dadullah Muhajir Makki, rahmatullahi alayhi. I'm just going to say a few lines And I want you to say Allahu, Allahu together.
Ilahi ye alam hai gulzar tera, Ilahi ye alam hai gulzar tera, ajab naqsh-e qudrat namudar tera, jahan lutf-e gul hai wahi khare gham hai, جہاں لطف گل ہے وہی خار غم ہے, ہے گل خار میں گل میں ہے خار تیرا, تو ظاہر ہے اور لاکھ پردے میں ہے تو, تو ظاہر ہے اور لاکھ پردے میں ہے تو, تو باطن ہے اور سخت اظہار تیرا, اللہ 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 اللہ, تو اول نہیں ابتدا تیری یا رب, تو اول نہیں ابتدا تیری یا رب, تو آخر نہیں انتہا کار تیرا, تو اول تو آخر تو ظاہر تو باطن, تو اول تو آخر تو ظاہر تو باطن, تو ہی ہے تو ہی یا کہ آثار تیرا, اللہ 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 اللہ, نظر کو اٹھا کر جدھر دیکھتا ہوں, نظر کو اٹھا کر جدھر دیکھتا ہوں, تجھے دیکھتا ہوں نہ اغیار تیرا, الہی میں ہوں بس خطاوار تیرا, مجھے بخش ہے نام غفار تیرا, اللہ 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 اللہ
جزاکم اللہ خیر.
In our midst, in our presence, we have Maulana Bayat Sahib, who after many, many years we've met him. When I met him, he was in Benoni. Today he's far away from us, but yet today we're going to take advantage of him. Hazrat, agar aapki ijazat ho to, please.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. InshaAllah, this Naat Sharif is a Naat Sharif of our Hazrat Wala, Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. And it is in the love of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in Madina Munawwara. I'm just going to read, inshallah, a few stanzas from this, inshallah. Allah Ta'ala give us the love of Madina Munawwara, give us the love of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and give us the love of adopting the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Ajam ke bayaba se mafroor hoonga, gulistan teba se masroor hoonga. Ajab ke bayaba se mafroor hoonga, gulistan teba se masroor hoonga. Medidar gumbat se makhmoor hoonga, kabhi noor hoonga, kabhi toor hoonga. Medidar gumbat se makhmoor hoonga, medidar gumbat se makhmoor hoonga, kabhi noor hoonga, kabhi toor hoonga. Gunahon se apne mein ranjoor hoonga, bafeze shafaat mein maghfoor hoonga. Gunahon se apne mein ranjoor hoonga, bafeze shafaat mein maghfoor hoonga. Urenge hawa se jo khaak e Madina, main aise gubaron mein mastoor hoonga. Urenge hawa se jo khaak e Madina, main aise gubaron mein mastoor hoonga. Mirode pe salle ala nazur karke bajnoor hoonga, bajanoor hoonga. Mirode pe salle ala nazur karke bajnoor hoonga, bajanoor hoonga. Medidar gumbat se makhmoor hoonga, kabhi noor hoonga, kabhi toor hoonga.
Jazakallah Maulana sahab. I like to call upon a little boy by the name of Abu Bakr Frank. He comes from Durban, and I'm going to ask him to say a few words.
الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لئن شكرتم لأزيدنكم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: من لم يشكر الناس لم يشكر الله، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام، جو شخص لوگوں کا شکر نہیں کرتا وہ اللہ کا بھی شکر نہیں کرتا. محترم حضرات، بھائی، دوستوں، بزرگوں اور اساتذہ کرام اور دیگر مہمانان اعزام اور عزیز ساتھیوں، السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. میرا نام ابو بکر فرینک ہے اور میں دربند کا رہنے والا ہوں. آج میں کوئی بیان اور نصیحت نہیں دینے والا ہوں، لیکن میں بہت شکر گزار ہوں حضرت مولانا عبدالحمید اسحاق صاحب کا کہ انہوں نے ہمارا چوتھا سا مدرسہ ضیاء البدر کی دعوت پر لبے کہا اور وہ آج ہمارے بیچ میں ہے. ہم سب مل کر دعا کرے کہ اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی حضرت کی عمر میں برکت عطا فرماوے اور صحت یابی دے تاکہ ہمارے جیسے ان سے فائدہ اٹھا کر ہماری زندگی میں قرآن اور سنت کو زندہ کرے. جزاک اللہ وآخر دعوانا ان الحمدللہ رب العالمین.
جزاک اللہ ابو فرینک. یس، وی آر تھینکفل ٹو ون اینڈ آل. If we cannot be thankful to anyone, how are we going to be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? I've got Hafiz Farooq sitting at the back, Maulana's brother, and I must have received so many SMSs that please read one of the naats or nazams that you've recited in. It's against the policy of mine that when you have your own function, you don't recite. That's my policy. But nevertheless, Hafiz Farooq is making israr, and Hazrat has given me permission, very short, very quickly, I'm going to say,
Musalmanon ghabrao, Khuda ki shaan baaki hai. مسلمانوں نہ گھبراو، خدا کی شان باقی ہے. ابھی اسلام زندہ ہے، ابھی قرآن باقی ہے. اگر سچے مسلمان ہو، مسلمانی درا سیکھو. یہ بچے کل بڑے ہوں گے اگر عادت ہوئی ہوگی. یہ دنیا تم پر تھوکے گی، انہیں تم تان نہیں سکتے. مدینہ کیا ہے نورانی، مدینہ ہو خدا کا گھر جو مکہ، یہ نبی کا گھر مدینہ ہے. رسول اللہ جو کہتے تھے وہ جنت کا نبینا ہے. مسلمانوں نہ گھبراؤ، خدا کی شان باقی ہے.
جزاک اللہ. Inshallah, our Isha Adhan will be, we're going to give Maulana Sahab, I want to give him the maximum time so that we can benefit. Don't look at the watch. We tend, whenever Hazrat finishes, thereafter we will give the Adhan, and thereafter we will have the Isha Salah. So friends, let's make one niyyah. We're sitting in this gathering of the Quran. Let us make this niyyah that, Ya Allah, I have come here to listen to your words. I am here to listen to your kalam. I am here to listen to the words of your beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Put it into me. Let it change my life. The pearls and the words of wisdom that we are going to hear, let us take it and absorb it, and let us become practical in whatever we hear. We make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give Hazrat Maulana a long life, a healthy life,
a very wealthy man so he can do this work of deen. I mean, louder, because that's what we need also. And we make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep the saya of the Buzurgani deen on us. From time to time we have seen how many of our akabirin leaving us. So we make dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq, and we ask Allah, we beg Allah, whatever our intentions that we have come here with, Ya Allah, let us change our intention, let us make our intention that it needs to benefit us, it needs to change our life, because we need to change our life, and if we don't change our life, then how do we expect to change? So friends, my brothers, I'm going to ask Hazrat Maulana Abdul Hamid Sahib to address us. Thereafter I'm going to ask Hazrat to make a dua, and not forgetting, thereafter we will have the Isha Adhan immediately after the dua, and then we will have meals. So we ask you, we beg you, please join us for the meals also. And once again to Hazrat Maulana and all those that have traveled from far and wide, we are very thankful that you have come here, you have participated in this little madrasa Ziaul Badr that Abu Bakr Frank has told you about. We are so thankful to all of you that you have come here, and you have given us the encouragement. Hamari himmat afzai ki aap log ne yahan aakar aur aapki dua mein hame yaad rakhe, aur har waqt hum dua kare ke Allah taala hamari niyat ko aise rakhe ke Allah ki raza ke liye hum ye kar rahe hain. Jazakallah khairul jaza.
الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم روح الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هون من الأحوال مقتحم يا رب بلغ بالمصطفى مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الناس قد جاءتكم موعظة من ربكم وشفاء لما في الصدور وهدى ورحمة للمؤمنين قل بفضل الله وبرحمته فبذلك فليفرح المؤمنون صدق الله المولانا العظيم. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من قرأ القرآن فله بكل حرف حسنة والحسنة بعشر أمثالها أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام إن الله يرفع بهذا الكتاب أقواما وبه يضع آخرين أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Before our actual talk, a few words by way of introduction. One is, mashallah, everyone we can see the eagerness, the desire, the love of the Quran. We are like in a garden in the season of spring. The voice is coming clear, it's not clashing. Clear. Like in the garden of spring, and all the roses, all the flowers are budding, all who have come look like that. And it appears as though we are in the garden of Jannah here. May Allah Ta'ala keep us always in the gardens of Jannah, inshallah. Also, I don't have to say anything much about the madrasa. MashaAllah, the students from after Asr, now after Maghrib also, we have seen the recital of the Quran Sharif, everything, and the efforts of Hazrat Qari Musa Sahib, all his asatiza, all his friends here, the mutawallis, the trustees, and everyone who is contributing. And may Allah reward everyone. And not forgetting our ladies, our mothers, who sacrifice also a lot. I suppose here also, almost everywhere, they are the ones who come and drop off the children, who come and pick them up. They do so much, and usually we forget them. They do a great, great service for us also. May Allah reward and accept from everyone. Also, our Shaykh Hazrat Maulana Arif Billah, Rumi of our time, Mujaddid of our era, the second Tabriz, Arif, Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Adamullah Fuyudhum, says, before every bayan, make muzakara, discuss one sunnah of Hazrat Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Hazrat has said very many beautiful poems with regard to the importance, the necessity, the benefits of sunnah. One poem which Allah in His mercy has made famous in the whole world is Naqsh Qadam Nabi ke sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hai jannat ke raaste. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu سے ملاتے ہیں سنت کے راستے نقش قدم نبی کے ہے جنت کے راستے اللہ سے ملاتے ہیں سنت کے راستے. Very shortly, that any person who follows sunnat will get jannat also. Any person who follows sunnat will get Allah also. And he'll get Allah who is the creator of jannat. And he'll get Allah now cash. Jannat will come on its time after so long. So may Allah give us tawfiq to make amal on the sunnahs. One great sunnah of this occasion, the end of the Islamic year, the beginning of the new year, it's for any time, but it fits in here very well, that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, حَاسِبُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ قَبْلَ أَن تُحَاسَبُوا. That take stock of yourself before your stock will be taken. We know it's common practice, end of the financial year, business enterprises, business houses take stock, their balance sheets are drawn up, everything. End of the academic year, students write exams, they give imtihan, they are checked. In everything, a person checks himself. So the most important thing that we have to take stock, our spirituality, that on the day of Qiyamah, yus'alu an khamsin, we will be asked about five things. And a person will not be able to move his foot one but until he has answered those five questions. So we must check up whether we are ready for that or not. Anything that we have to, all these programs, how much of effort the asatizah must. We are just enjoying the fruit of it now, ready made, given on the plate. But how lot effort the asatizah, the mu'tamin, all had made. We will be having supper, inshallah. Supper, we'll just sit and enjoy the food. But how lot effort has been made behind it. In fact, I don't want to go long, but things come to mind. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say that whenever any ni'mat comes in front of you, any gift of Allah, your food, plate of biryani, whatever it might be, your baby that comes in front of you, your grandchild, then first Allah's command is fadhkuruni, afterwards is washkuruni. Think little bit that where all this ni'mat has come from. Whatever will be on the dastarkhan, commonly they are vegetable salads. From where did the peppers come? From where did the tomatoes come? From where did the onions come? From where did the beetroot come? From where did the lettuce come? The cucumber? How many things? How many different farms? How many people work? What Allah's qudrat, the rains that came, and the things that grew, Allahu Akbar. Then besides that, there will be what and what. There may be chicken, there may be mutton, there may be bread, there may be roti, maybe achar, salads, what and what. All these things from around the world. So think of Allah Ta'ala. Then eat it, enjoy Allah's ni'mat, and don't forget to make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. Shukr verbally also, and the strength that came in your body, don't go and disobey Allah with that strength. Use it in Allah's obedience, that is the true shukr. So we should remember all this. So yeah, now at the end of the year, we should take stock of all our things. Check or write down for ourselves. A stock sheet, a person writes down that what the state of my iman is. How weak my iman, how strong it is. How much my iman on Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and following his sunnah. My five times namaz. My rozas, do I keep them properly? It's all our ibadat. Write it down. Do I read my Quran Sharif daily? Do I read Yasin Sharif daily? My tasbihat, durood Sharif, which is so important. Qari, Amir Hasan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, he said, what is Islam? We're not reading Yasin every day. Read Yasin. We're not reading one durood. Read five duruds, 10 duruds. This is Islam. We're not doing the basics. Many of us, we're not doing the basics. When we are fooled that we got topi, we got beard, and we got kurta. So I'm pious. But inside there's no piety. It's just an outward form of piety. How many of us who are even bad, who got ijazat also, but our five times namaz we're not performing. We're not making it towards jamaat. No concentration, devotion. But yet we are happy, I'm a pious man. Hey? We are very weak. So these things, if we take the stock, how I'm treating my wife, how I'm treating, am I bringing my children up, giving them Islamic values, Islamic education, Islamic tarbiyah, am I doing this with my children? What is my relationship with my neighbors? All these things, if we note it down, write down our liabilities first, our weaknesses. And then our assets also, make shukr to Allah. Allah Ta'ala, we are making five times namaz, we are Muslims, whatever. Write that down. And then the next year, keep it. Open a file. And then the next year, compare the two. How much have I improved? Why am I going backwards again? For the day of Jummah, make some muhasabah. Did I read my Surah Kahf today? Did I increase in my Durood Sharif today? Did I make du'as at the special occasions, etc.? All this regularly, end of the year, make our muhasabah. So if a person, and one of our faraz is, if we take a ball and we throw it up in the air, we all know it will go up, 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 up. But it comes to a point where it stops. It doesn't stay in the air. It comes down faster than what it went up. As long as a person is sincerely from his heart, not an outward show. Today there's too much entertainment. We make deen also our entertainment. May Allah make it that our jalsas are not just for entertainment. All this that was read, the beautiful nazam of Maulana Rafiq Sahib, all that was read, it must touch our hearts. It mustn't be just we are happy. Just to give an idea, one friend wrote, a Pakistani friend from Germany, he said, I was listening to Naat Sharif, praises of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But then the thought came to me, what am I enjoying? He was enjoying it very much. Am I enjoying the words? Am I enjoying the voice, sweet voice of the person? Am I enjoying the rhythm and the tone? Or am I enjoying the meaning of the naat? So all this year, or even recital of Quran Sharif, the inside thing, if it's affecting our heart and we are coming closer to Allah, then that is deen. Otherwise it is entertainment. And entertainment is not going to get us anywhere whatsoever. So let us write down all these things. Check it every year, every Juma also, end of the month, end of the year, and then compare ourselves. If a person does that sincerely, and as I said, we throw that ball up. If we are sincere to make our Islam, and then we will go up all the time, right through till mort. But the minute a person can be a sheikh and have hundreds and thousands of murids of his, but he himself, if he's not worried about his Islam, he will fall down immediately. Ye salih, ye muslih kya rahega? He won't be able to make anyone's Islam. Khud salih bhi nahi rahega. He won't be even naked himself. And a person who is not worried about his Islam from the start, or later he stopped worrying about his Islam, then this person, ye mustaqil, who thinks himself, I don't need Islam, I'm alright. Jo apne aap ko mustaqil bizzat samajhta hai. A person who feels, I don't need anyone on top of me. I got Quran, Hadith, I'm a big mufti, I'm a big maulana. I don't need, I'm a professor, I'm a lecturer. I don't need anyone to tell me what to do. A person who's got that attitude, jo apne aap ko mustaqil bizzat samajhta hai, wo mustaqil badzat hota hai. And then the Hadith Sharif has explained that if you let loose two hungry wolves in a flock of sheep, they won't do so much harm to that flock of sheep as like a person whose Islah is not made. And he wants name, fame. He wants worldly gain from the people. So this affects a person. So if a person is conscious of his Islam, he will keep on moving up. Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahmatullahi, one of the four great imams. Where can we even imagine what the darja will fall on our back? We can't see where they had reached. At the time of mort, he's saying, not yet, not yet. When he gains consciousness again, his sons ask him, Abba, father, we are telling you to read kalima. You are saying, not yet. He says, Shaitan is telling me, Ahmed, you saved yourself from my clutches. I am telling him, not yet till my last breath does not come out on Iman. Till then we have to worry. Imam Fakhruddin Razi rahmatullah alayhi, who is one of the greatest philosophers of Islam, and his great tafsir, Tafsir-e-Razi, Tafsir-e-Kabir, where on his deathbed, Shaitan asked him, what is your proof that Allah exists? He gave his proof, Shaitan broke his proof. Shaitan knows the juziyat, the fine print of the shariat of all the anbiya. What knowledge he has got also. So, and also every person, Shaitan comes according to that person. He was a great philosopher, Shaitan came to him as a great philosopher. He gave 100 proofs of Allah's existence. Shaitan broke every proof of his. Now is his dying time, going to Allah, and he hasn't got a proof left of Allah's existence. Allah made it that he shared, and this is the great benefits of having a share, and sincerely, not just by name share, but ta'alluq, connection with your share, a hot collection, just not for name's sake, not for barakat's sake, not when you got a problem for dua's sake, but genuine to make your islah. That is the purpose of a share. That a person wants to make his Islam. So his sheikh appeared in a vision and told him, tell Shaitan, I accept Allah without any proof. Now what proof is Shaitan going to break? So this is the necessity. Yak zabana bi sohbati awliya behtar sad sala ta'at beya. A little while in the company of the true awliya, not just an outward show of being a wali, etc., but the true, genuine awliya, a little while in their company is better than 100 years of ikhlas ibadat.
Why is this? Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali said the same thing, that by their barakat your khatma on iman is guaranteed. Hey, that by having taluk with these people, your khatma on iman is guaranteed. So may Allah bless us with this very great sunnah to make muhasaba regularly, especially end of every day, end of every week, end of the year, and keep our files for ourselves. And on the day of Qiyamah, everyone will be told, Iqra' kitabak. Here is your report, read it. Not the report you prepared. Here prepare our report before that report comes out. And be sincere to yourself. You don't show it to even your wife. Many of us, we try and impress the wife. And that's the last person that will ever get impressed. You can impress your musallis, you can impress your murids, you can impress other people, you can't impress your wife. It's a stupid idea to try and impress her. So never ever think of impressing her. So you keep that report. And the next week, check it. Last week I didn't read Sureka. I didn't read note. Write it genuinely. And this is not for talking and hearing. Many of us, we just talk and hear. Do it and then see. And then next week see, oh, last week I didn't read Surah Kahf, now this week what is? And one day before, check it, Thursday night, tomorrow is Friday. That last week, this week I must do it. Write your report again, just stick it, make it easy for yourself. Then next week again, a person who will do it not long, and he will be on his way. And a person who doesn't do it, he'll spend years and years in close company of his chef also, but he will have no real benefit. It will be just a circus. It will be just a roadshow. There won't be any benefit. Person who is genuine, he will benefit. And wallah, before maut comes, you will see your place in Jannah. Allah will put in your heart, you will have that itminan. May Allah give us that tawfiq, inshallah. The ayat of the Quran Sharif I recited with regard to our night's occasion. And may Allah take this madrasa and every madrasa from strength to strength. May Allah increase it in every way. And the most important, may Allah accept it. And may Allah make these students who have completed, that make them that His beloveds. And may take the work of deen from them in their countries, in the whole world. And let deen become alive in the whole world, inshallah. In this ayat al-Karima which I have recited, I'll just translate it, explain it briefly, and we'll end, inshallah. But Allah says, Ya ayyuhan nas. Allah has addressed the whole of mankind. With regard to the ni'mat of the Quran, قَدْ جَاءَتْكُمْ مَوْعِظَةٌ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ. A maw'izah, a wa'az, a lecture has come to you from your Rabb. That is the Quran Sharif. Allah has sent it to us. Ya Allah said, Ya ayyuhan nas. In another ayat we read, هُدًى وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. The Quran Sharif is hidayat, is rahmat for the mu'mineen. Here was generally for mankind. There Allah said for the mu'mineen. Right at the beginning of the Quran Sharif we read, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابْ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ هُدًى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. There was mu'mineen, here is muttaqeen. So how to understand this? Like for example, in the bookshop, stationery bookshop, there is a book on home remedies. It's for everyone. Anyone can go and buy it and benefit. So it's Ya Ayyuhan Nas. Then there are some people who will buy it and they like books, but just to keep on the shelves. They don't open and they don't read. Just it's an ornament. Like some people keep other ornaments, some people keep books as ornaments. So you like how the book is, the cover is nice, and today people who publish Islamic literature have to make it as beautiful as possible. Then only people get little encouraged to even look at it. Otherwise they don't want to even look at it. So that is mu'mineen. And then there are those people who will take it, open it, read it, study it and benefit it. That is muttaqeen. So the Quran is for the whole world. Then there are those people who will take it, bring iman on it, keep it for barakat, etc. But it is will be hidayat lil muttaqeen, hudan lil muttaqeen. If a person wants hidayat, he won't only listen to para a day, he won't only listen to Shatri and listen to Sudais and Huzaifi, etc. But he will take one ayat a day and see the meaning also. He'll ask his imam in his masjid, make tafsir for us. Let us understand the Quran. And mashallah, many of our friends are doing that. You will have the jazba that people must understand the Quran. People will want to have the desire, I must understand Quran Sharif. Quran Sharif is not only when somebody died, you take it out and you read it. Mubarak, very good, no problem. But it is that we use it for our hidayah. So Allah Ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhan nas, it's a kitab for the benefit of man, whole of mankind. But according to one's degrees and levels, people will benefit. But ja'atkum, as a great favor, Allah says, this great ni'mat has come to you already. What is it? Maw'idhatum min rabbikum. It's a maw'idah, a wa'az, a lecturer. There are two lecturers, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I've left for my ummah. One is a speaking lecturer and one is a silent lecturer. The speaking lecturer is the Quran Sharif. Imam Shafi'i rahmatullah ali says, if a person has read Quran and then he takes qasam, he takes an oath after that, I spoke to Allah, his oath is correct. You won't have to give kafara for his oath. He has spoken, Allah has spoken to you. But do we feel Allah speaking to us when we read Quran? For that reason, it is necessary to come become bay'at to a sheikh. And we go through the course of the khanqa, not for name and barakat and just for just outward show, but we do it genuinely, then see the enjoyment of deen. Quran Sharif, you won't be able to put it away. I think I'll only read half a supara, you'll be encouraged to read another half. The enjoyment when you speak to your beloved, on the phone, okay, now it's 1 hour already. There were two expensive cell phone. But now, just one more point. You carry on talking to your beloved. You can't stop talking. Quran, if we have built that relation with Allah, if we haven't checked ourselves, we won't get enjoyment in Quran Sharif. Quran Sharif will be like a burden to us to read. We will be like we are forced to read it. And this will come just like you have a cup of tea. But you didn't put sugar, you don't enjoy it. You are shy, you don't want to ask for sugar. And now you're forcing yourself, you're drinking, you're trying to... But somebody understood, oh no, he didn't put sugar. Put, now see the enjoyment you get. Your food, there is no salt. You are shy to ask for salt. But somebody realized, when the host ate, there is no salt, they forgot to put the salt. He brings the salt, now you enjoy with relish. Wallah, our whole deen. Just bring the sweetness of Allah in our deen. Bring the salt in this food and see how we will enjoy deen. Deen is something, the most enjoyable thing in the world is the deen of Allah. It's not torn jeans. And it is not all wearing all this western tight clothes where your blood also don't flow properly. All this, there is no enjoyment in that. We are being fooled thoroughly. Enjoyment is in deen of Allah Ta'ala. So this maw'idah, the Quran Sharif, and the silent maw'idah, the silent lecturer is Qabristan. Therefore, don't only go Qabristan when we go and bury somebody, but try and make it a weekly practice. And if we can, go on a Jumu'ah. And to go to the Qabristan is not to make isali sawab and dua'i maghfirat. That you can do from wherever you are, it will reach. Going to the Qabristan is taking a lesson from there. That this is my final abode. That this man here, I know him from my town. He lived in such a big mansion. He had so many businesses. Today he's lying in a small pit in the grave. Take a lesson from here. One poet says in the Qabristan, Hazaro bastiya ujar gay. Thousands of inhabited places, villages, towns, they have become empty today. If we think of fitas of those days, 17th Street, or how fitas was in those days. Those from Cape Town, if you think of District 6, how it was. Today these places are like Qabristans, dead. You don't find life there. So how many places were like that? And now they are empty. Hazaru bastiya ujar gay, ujar kar bas gay tujme. There they became empty, and they all came and lived in you, O Qabristan. Lekin e shahre khamosh, but O city of silence, تیری خاموشی نہیں جاتی. Your silence doesn't break. That person who was a big noise maker in town, everywhere he's there fighting, making trouble, he goes in the qabr, dead silence. A person who was nobody knew he existed also, he goes in the qabr, dead silence. Nabi goes in his qabr, dead silence. The biggest fajir and fasiq goes in his qabr, dead silence. Allah knows what is happening, and Qiyamah's day everything will come. So take a lesson from there. My dream house is not what I want to build on the beachfront, or I want to build on the top of the mountain. My dream house is my qabr. And to go to the qabristan, anyone who is genuinely concerned of his Islam, he will see that he goes at least once a week to qabristan to take this lesson. And think, when he's there, all are lying there. What they were doing in the world, today they are silent here. My condition, I can die now, I can die the next minute. That our Shaykh says a beautiful poem with regard to this. Qada meaning maut. Qada aake bahosh ko behosh kar gayi. Maut came and that person was in his full senses. Do this, that meeting, make that phone call, take this call, fax that, SMS here, send the email there, scan there, all big noise. But maut came suddenly, qada aake bahosh ko behosh kar gayi. Now you can't speak one word also, one signature also. Must we do this? Just say yes. You can't say yes, no. No, we mustn't do it. Say no. You can't say no. Bahosh aake behosh karge, hangamai hayat ko khamosh karge. And all high wage of dunya, I karwanu che, he lu karwanu che, we must do this, must go there, must do this. Suddenly everything finished. This is a person should think. So two lectures Allah has left for us. Kafa bil maut wa iza. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam say, just to think about maut is enough for a lecture. That is more than enough for a lecture. Qad ja'akum maw'izatun min rabbikum, from your Rabb, Allahu Akbar. Who is your Rabb? The one who brought you into existence from non-existence. You were nothing, Allah brought you into existence. Rabb is that being who gave you your two eyes free of charge, who gave you your tongue and your ability to speak of speech free of. He gave you your brains, he gave you your heart, he gave us this masjid, he gave us our home, he gave us our families, our children. That is Rabb. Nothing is from our side. This water we drink, from where this water has come? How Allah has made water. Scientists dinge to bahut marte hai, that we do this, and technology, they can't make one drop of water. They know it's H2O. Two parts of hydrogen, one part of oxygen. They got enough hydrogen and enough oxygen. But when they are droughts, tell them not to 1 gallon, 1 liter of water. One drop, they can't make a drop of water. Who is this who gives this water? And how Allah carries this water? It evaporates most of it from the sea, salty water. Where are the filters of water that of Allah that the salt goes out? It goes up, it condenses, becomes clouds. This glass, the water is in the glass because of the glass. If I turn the glass completely around, no water will stay inside. These clouds that we see, have they got some glass around them that's containing them? We fly by aeroplane, we go in the clouds, we ever heard a crush, that it crushed the eye of the glass and it's gone now into the cloud. No glass whatsoever, no plastic. Whose qudrat that Allah can keep water floating? Water is very heavy. The specific gravity, I still remember my science letter, the specific gravity of water is very, very heavy. The water is heavy, but it's floating on light air. Air is so light. Whose qudrat is this? And then Allah Ta'ala takes that cloud where He wants to. In Behishti Zeva, Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali has written a hadith that one person was out in the jungle. He heard from the heavens a sound that take this cloud to a certain person's farm. The name of that person was taken. He followed it, and there when it went, it rained exactly just on his farm. Whose qudrat is this? To this side of the street raining, this side is dry. Whose qudrat? Who determines all this? Wow, Allah. And then when it rained finished, that person, he regated the water, guided it where it must go. He asked him, what is your name? He told. So he said, why are you asking my name? He said, the same name I heard in the announcement, that it was made in the heavens, in the skies, that take this cloud to this. What work do you do? He says, I do one thing. Whenever I get my total income, again that muhasaba for the year, one third of it I use for my personal needs, for my family. One third I invest back into the farm again. And one third I give out in the path of Allah. My zakat, my qurbani, my hajj, my umrah, madrasa, masjid. Very fortunate, this was the tartib of the sahaba. One third of their income, not your, not the capital, your income, what you make. Use one third for yourself, one third invest it back into your business. And one third use it for in the path of Allah. Otherwise whatever ratio we can make, but bring some ratio to spend for Allah also. It comes in the hadith of Bukhari Sharif, a person will be presented on the day of Qiyamah, كَأَنَّهُ بَزَجٌ, like he will be a kid, a lamb, and also a weak, miserable lamb he will stand in front. Allah will say, my banda, I blessed you with this name, with that name. He say, yes, what did you do? ثَمَّرْتُهُ, I made it more, I increased it. And then he said, I left it there. He said, Allah said, no, what did you do? Yeah, what did you bring for yourself? Yeah. He says, no, I increased it, I made it a lot. Allah said, I want to see what you brought it yet. He said, no, I left it all there. And that is the height of stupidity and folly. No matter how wise you think a person is, he makes all the money and he doesn't take it when he has to go where he's going. We leave it behind. That is the height of folly. So all our money, what we send away to Akhirat in the path of Allah, we spend. It is for ourselves. It's not we gave to Parisa for his masjid here, for the madrasa. We send it into our, this was just the means, but it's gone in our account for Akhirat. And we will get the benefit. So on that day we will be presented in front of Allah Ta'ala. And so Allah is that Rabb who has done all this, has made, explaining the water. Then it goes to a certain farm or anywhere where Allah wants. If Allah wants it, a wonderful light drizzle, soaking rain, everyone enjoying their sleep also, everything so wonderful. If Allah wants to, one cloud burst and a flood. The same water, it is all in the hands of Allah. And according to our actions, jaise karni, waise bharni. Na maane, to karke de. Jannat bhi hai, jahannam bhi hai. Na maane, to marke de. What our actions are, according to that Allah brings conditions. Whether floods come, or whether wonderful rains come. This is all the qudrat of Allah. So Allah is that Rabbum, Bajjakum, Maw'idatum, Min Rabbikum. From Allah Ta'ala this Maw'izah has come. Wa shifa'un lima fi sudur. And this Quran is shifa. It is Quran Sharif is shifa. It is a cure for that, for diseases of the heart. And the main diseases of the heart are not angina, are not blocked arteries, are not anything else, but kufr and shirk. To be ungrateful and unthankful, to do name things for name and fame, to do things, to have jealousy for people, these are the things that burn the heart. And a person gets destroyed. And a person who has shifa of the heart, then that person won't even have this outward diseases. Our outward diseases of the heart are controlled by the spiritual diseases. If a person cleanses his heart of all this filth and dirt, then see what a wonderful life. And the Quran Sharif is the shifa. Any person who wants to purify his heart of all the spiritual diseases, then he should come to the Quran Sharif. And we should gauge ourselves. One person wrote to Maulana Salim Dhorat Sahib in England that I haven't got time to read Quran Sharif. So what the answer Maulana has gave? He said, it's not that you haven't got time, the importance of Quran is not in your heart. For whatever your cigarettes is important to you, to read your news, to watch your news on TV is important, you got time. Eh? But to read Quran, if the importance is in your heart, you will read Quran Sharif. So a person who is worried about his Islam, that one of the greatest forms of Islam is Quran Sharif. Even without understanding. And if you read it with understanding, even much more. But sincerely ask ourselves, today did I read Quran Sharif? Did I read one ayat of Quran? Did I read two, three? Be sincere, don't try and bluff anyone. Did I read Yasin Sharif today? How many of us, we are Hafiz Ustads, we are teaching Hifz, but my own Quran, you can be making the best soup in the world for winter. It gives complete cure, you won't catch a cold that winter. And you're giving free to everyone, but till you don't drink that soup, you're not going to get the benefit. We can tell the whole world read Quran Sharif, making others Hafiz and Qaris also, but are we reading Quran also? If we haven't got so much time, even little, are we reading? Are we reading our Yasin Sharif? The favors of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, La ta'ud wa la tuhsa, we can't count them. Do we say one time Jazakallah by reading Durood Sharif? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, there is nobody in the world that is as magnificent as Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Maulana Qasim Nanavi Rahmatullah Alayhi, Qasim al-Ulum wal-Khairat says, Sari dunya ki kamalat ek tujh mein, lekin tere kamalat kisi mein nahi magar do chaar. The whole world's beauties and perfections are all gathered in you, O Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And your perfections, they have been distributed. Two, three people got one, two, three qualities what you have got. Who is Nabi? Do we read one durood? That is our praises of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Do we make dua that Allah must raise the stages of our Nabi? Do we make dua for our parents? If it was not for them, we shouldn't have come in this world. On a daily basis, do we ever make dua for our parents? Somebody said, our asatiza, Mawlana Abrar Haqsaab Qari Musa said, who taught you alif ba ta ta, to even make dua for them. Once in a life, if we go and give them one bunch of grapes, one handkerchief, one pair of socks, we forget. We think ourselves to be very good Muslim. A dog that gets a piece of bread from your door, it's so sincere and loyal, it doesn't leave that door. And what haven't we got from our asatiza, from our mashayikh? But we want to take credit for, I'm somebody big today. And we forget who made us big. And we think we are big. We're not even big. We're not even small. We are insignificant. We are zero. We are minus. And yet we think ourselves to be so much. And it's easy for me to say I'm minus. But if somebody doesn't make me salam, then I get angry. If somebody doesn't treat me well, I get angry. That shows I think I'm minus. But I'm thinking I'm 100. I'm very good. So these realities. So Quran Sharif has come for that person who wants to make his Islam. He will make sure he reads his Quran daily. قَجَّاتُ مَوْعِبَةٌ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ وَشِفَاءٌ لِمَا فِي الصُّدُورِ وَهُدًى وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Bonus on bonus, accolades on accolades, points on points. وَهُدًى, it is hidayat. Any person you want to, many people didn't know where Madrasa Ziaul Badr is. They were giving directions on the phone all the time. The Quran is your GPS. Your Quran is your map. Your Quran is your details to show you where you must go to reach Allah Ta'ala. If a person, you send your driver, must go and deliver goods. You tell him you must go like this, you explain to him. You apprehend, he hasn't understood. So you take a paper and you write and you show him like this. Still you make out, no, he hasn't understood. You take a GPS, you punch it in, this is the place. Now on the GPS, you show him the road going like this, like this, like this. Still you think he hasn't understood. You say, keep in touch on the cell phone. Every turn you are telling him, and still he goes and get lost. You'll say, Kyo Annari. That this person, he couldn't reach there. Like somebody in Durban asked an Indian fella that how to get somewhere. So he told him, you go straight, you turn left, you turn right again, you turn straight again, and you get lost. Somebody give you directions like that, how Indian fella, that's what he's going to do. What kind of directions he's going to give you? But the Quran gave you directions, perfect. And what are this? Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Palanpuri, rahmatullah alayh, used to say over the 6,000 ayats of the Quran. Ayat means direction. It's a sign, direction how to reach. Where must you reach? Allah Ta'ala. 6,000, and then so many ayats Allah said, إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتِ. In that one sign, there are many signs. So yeah, you gave that person GPS, you on the cell phone, everything. But Allah gave you over 6,000 directions to reach Allah. And in that 6,000, so many more ayat, how many Allah has given. You read Quran Sharif Nazra in your, till your class 3, class 4, 5, you completed Quran Sharif. You became Hafiz. You became Qari. You taught others to become Hafiz. You made hundreds Hafiz. You made hundreds Qaris, but you didn't reach Allah. Hey, this is just like that Indian fellow telling you and you getting lost. The same way, really think of it. Today we are Mufassir at Quran, we are writing Tafsir of Quran. We are Hafiz and we have made so many Hafiz, but the purpose of the Quran was to reach Allah. And if we reached Allah, ask ourselves, we made Maghrib Namaz. Qari Sahib forgot to announce Isha Namaz. He said Isha Azan will take place, then we'll have supper. Yeah, but we are all going to read Isha also. But how much do we think of Allah in our Namaz? If you have reached Allah, that food will come, Ya Allah. Your nice milkshake, for example. Where this milk? Which cow? What grass it ate? Who milked it? The trucks that delivered the milk? The people who pasteurized it? How many people? You will think of Allah. For me, this one delicious glass of milkshake. And when we haven't found Allah, without exaggeration, and may Allah prove me wrong, but from my experience, no Bismillah. It can be Maulvis, it can be Tabliris, it can be Sufis. No Bismillah, just we drink it. And we see our children also. You give them one badam, I tell children, small children, one salam, one badam. The minute they take the sana badam, straight in the mouth. No Jazakallah, no Bismillah, because the parents not doing it. There is no environment of it. So they also the same. So we haven't found Allah stuff. We are happy that we have found Allah. And this is what is called tasawwuf and khanqa and islah. And the genuineness of it, not just it in name and just outward show and the circus. Don't make it a circus and don't make it a passing road show. That is if you have found Allah in everything. You'll see your, wallah, I say without exaggeration. You'll see your wife and you think, not what is Miss World. You think, Allah send me hur of Jannah for me. And a person who feels like that, what is your married life? But almost 100% our hearts are not with our wives. Our hearts with our the filthy, dirty, horrible woman of the street. Our hearts lie there. Our hearts are not with our wives. And your wife is not the queen of your heart. She's a hur of Jannah. But this is if you have found Allah. Allah is that spice. Allah is that sugar. Allah is that salt in your food. Your married life will be, your children. Today, children are like snakes in our house. They are like drug addicts. They are what wrong things they are doing because Allah is not in our life. Bring Allah in our lives and see the tarbiyat and ta'aleem of the children and what coolness of the eyes. Allah accept. My granddaughter just gave birth again. The thought came to me. See, alhamdulillah, we tried little bit in our way, some Islamic. She's there, full support of the whole family. Generally, our society is like that. Full support. She's nicely comfortable in. Allah also made easy. For 40 days nifas, no namaz for you also. Hey, Allah made it easy also. The whole family support is there. The baby is looked after. And where we, this wrong illusion and idea that the Western way of life, those modern women, handbags dangling, cell phone on the ear, driving cars, going to work, etc. The baby is born, given over to a nanny. And she's gone back to work with painkillers and with antibiotics. And she's going, is that life? What a life, Islamic life Allah has given you. Your parents grow old, you honor and respect them. They don't have to go to old age homes. They are looked after, not from the hands and legs, but with the heart and the eyes, you look after your parents. This is what is the sweetness of Islam. Don't judge Islam from Western standards. Islam has to be understood from Islamic standards. Don't go and make an assessment of a medical book from an engineering point of view. Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi says, if you want to see germs, don't use a telescope, use a microscope. And you want to see stars in the air, don't even use a microscope there. They use a telescope. We're using the wrong things to judge things. And we as Muslims today, we have been trained to judge things in the wrong way. Islam, what a beautiful one. So Allah has given us that, فَجَّاتْكُمْ مَوْعِذَةٌ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ وَشِفَاءٌ لِمَا فِي الصُّدُورِ وَهُدًى وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. It is hidayat, it is rahmat for the mu'mineen. This is what I'm trying to explain. وَهُدًى وَرَحْمَةٌ ذَلِكَ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ. That is Allah's grace. Fadl is bansela. Many of us will understand what is bansela. Hey, you buy something, children ask bansela. That means one chappi, give them something for nothing. This is all Allah's fadl. Never ever think whatever we have achieved, it's my achievement. I train my family. I learn knowledge. I sacrifice. Maulana Thanvi rahmatullah Ali says, فَإِنَّ بَعْضَ الْمُغْتَرِّينَ مِنَ السُّوفِيَّ وَغَيْرِهِمْ. People who are in great deception, Sufis who are in deception, and other people besides Sufis, whether you are a Tablighi, whether you are a Maulana, whoever, one great deception which they are deeply involved in. فَإِنَّ بَعْضَ الْمُخْتَرِّينَ مِنَ الصُّوفِيَّةِ وَغَيْرِهِمْ يُنْسِبُونَ كَمَالَاتِهِمْ إِلَى مُجَاهَدَاتِهِمْ. They attribute our achievements, we made effort. I used to study till late at night. I made khidmat of my ustads. I did all that. وَهَذَا عَيْنُ الْكُفْرَانِ. This is the height of nashukri. All that was Allah's fazl. You don't attribute it to Allah. Who gave you tawfiq to stay awake till 12, 1 o'clock at night? Allah. Who gave you that brains to understand that masala? To remember the masala? To remember all your mutashabihat? All the aqwal of the fuqaha? All the muhaddithin? Who gave you that brain? Allah gave it. Who gave you the tongue to speak it? Who gave you the hand to write it? And you say, I did it today? That is the height. One person told us something very beautifully. Maina kare na na. Maina is a bird. And when it sings na 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 na, to maina kare na na, sabko bhaye. Everyone likes it how it's making. Na na. That means na, not me. I didn't do this. I didn't do that. I'm nothing. Maina kare na na, sabko bhaye. Bakri kare me, tare churi aaye. And a goat says, meh, I did this, I'm like this. It comes under the knife. It gets slaughtered. So those who say, meh, they have no position in society also, no position by Allah also. And also don't try and bluff people. We try and say, I did nothing. But alhamdulillah, you know, and then we still show what we did. So shaitan comes in such a way that today takabbur he has put in the form of tawazu. The cover of tawazu, he has put takabbur in there. And a person must be careful. Hasibu anfusakum qabla an tuhasabu. If even we did something with sincerity and afterwards pride came, all that sawab is destroyed. Manana Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi says, that a person who made three hajj in those days, great difficulty, in one sentence he destroyed all that hajj. He told his son or his worker, bring the zamzam of my third hajj and give this visitor. So what he wanted to do to show, I'm a triple haji. I'm not single haji, not double, I'm triple haji. So various ways we try and show, I did this, I did that. And we don't realize, we are right in the hands of shaitan. He's playing with, shaitan don't even have to work on us. He made us, in fact, his agents. And we destroy our nakis. Till we don't have a share, these things we won't even think about them. And I'm thinking I'm doing a lot of work of deen and we're getting destroyed completely. So, وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ ذَلِكَ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ يُؤْتِيهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. Allah gives it to whom so on. And then? فَبِذَلِكَ فَلْيَفْرَحُوا.
this Quran that Allah has given you, and when you enjoy, express your joy. In another ayat, Allah says, "Inna Allah la yuhibbul farihin." Those who are boastful and arrogant in the name of shukr, but they are boasting about it, Allah does not like those people. Those people who are genuinely, alhamdulillah, Allah gave us this madrasa. Allah sent the students. We are not worth it at all. Allah has made all the means for them to stay. We know it's not easy to look after students. They are young boys and they got funny ideas. How not they have to be tolerated? All that is by the fazl of Allah. فَبِذَٰلِكَ فَلْيَفْرَحُوا هُوَ خَيْرٌ مِّمَّا يَجْمَعُونَ. This is much, much more superior than all this dunya's wealth you are accumulating. Wallah, your millions and your billions is nothing compared to one ayat of the Quran. One ayat is Allah. One subhanallah. All this cannot compare with that. This is what Allah has given you. This great honor. Look after it. When Allah has given it to you, look after it. One dua also we should regularly make. Oh Allah, all those ibadat and ni'mat you gave us, and because of my folly and stupidity, my arrogance and my baseness and wretchedness, I destroyed it. Allah made you hafiz, and today you're boasting, I'm a hafiz, I'm a qari. Allah made hundreds of people hafiz, and you're boasting about it. Allah gave it to you, you went and destroyed it. And it must not happen when we go in the qabr, perhaps not one namaz also. Hold, I was 5 times namazi. But we didn't, if you worked on the computer 5-6 hours, now when you exit, you go to cross box, exit, it asks you save, delete, and you press delete, your 5 hours work is gone. And to redo that work is so hard. Very hard to redo the work. So whole life's namazes, tilawat, if we did not save it, Maulana, our Shaykh Damat Barak Rahmatullah Ali, when he speaks on this subject, he says, "Aur ek baat tajruba ki kehta hu." I'm saying one word of my experience, 80 years experience. Aur sirf mera tajruba nahi, sare buzurgon ka tajruba. Not only my, all buzurg's experience. Aur Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali is par qasam kha ke farmate hai. And Maulana Thanvi takes qasam on the stalk and he says, how important is the stalk? کہ جب تک بزرگوں کی جھوٹیا سیدھی نہیں کرو گے اخلاص پیدا نہیں ہوتا. Till you don't stay in the company of Ahlullah, sincerity won't come in you. And if there isn't sincerity, all amal are zero. If you 0 plus 0 equals 0 plus 10, zeros equal. But just put ikhlas one in front for one Allah. 1 and 0 is 10, another 0, 100, another 0, 1000, the value just increased. But if we did not make, there is a different thing, I think I'm sincere. Hey, my thinking, I think I will pass my driving test. But my thinking, and already I arranged a party that today I'm coming with a driver's license. When you go there, it doesn't depend on what you thinking, whether you will pass there or not, whether we will pass by Allah or not. So to create the sincerity, and these are not simple and light things. Our charity, if there is an ikhlas in it. Our zakat, if there is an ikhlas in it. It must not happen, everything is gone zero. Therefore, it is important, absolutely important, to make ta'alluq with Ahlullah, and those people who your heart says, not just for name's sake you become bad, but that you reach to Allah. It is absolutely essential for every person. May Allah accept this madrasa, all our madaris, save us from all difficulties and hardships, the hasad of the hasideen, the fitna of the people who make fitna, and may Allah grant success and taraqqi, and make this a markaz of hidayah, and let the noor of spread in the whole world. May Allah accept inshallah. Read Durood Sharif and try, and what we understand, say Ameen from the heart. And if we don't understand, make dua from your heart. Let our hearts be connected with Allah Ta'ala. Let it not just be a formality of dua, inshallah. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala ashrafil anbiya'i wal mursaneen. Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.
اللهم أنس وحشتنا في قبورنا، اللهم ارحمنا بالقرآن العظيم، واجعله لنا إماما ونورا وهدى ورحمة، اللهم ذكرنا منه ما نسينا، وعلمنا منه ما جهلنا، وارزقنا تلاوته آناء الليل وآناء النهار، واجعله لنا حجة يا رب العالمين. اللهم اجعل القرآن ربيع قلوبنا، ونور أبصارنا، وجلاء أحزاننا، وذهاب همومنا، وقائدنا وسائقنا إلى جنات النعيم. اللهم اجعل القرآن لنا في الدنيا قرينا، وفي القبر مونسا، وعلى الصراط نورا، وفي الجنة رفيقا، ومن النار سترا وحجابا، وإلى الخيرات كلها دليلا. اللهم بديع السماوات والأرض يا ذا الجلال والإكرام، نسألك يا الله يا رحمن بجلالك ونور وجهك أن تنور بكتابك أبصارنا، وأن تفلك به ألسنتنا، وأن تفرج به عن قلوبنا، وأن تشرح به صدورنا، وأن تستعمل به أبداننا، فإنه لا يعيننا على الحق غيرك، ولا يعطيه إلا أنت، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. اللهم لا تجعل فينا شقيا، ولا مطرودا عن رحمتك ولا محروما. اللهم لا تجعلنا بدعائك شقيا، وكلنا رؤوفا رحيما، يا خير المسؤولين ويا خير المعطين. اللهم اجعل اجتماعنا هذا اجتماعا مرحوما، وتفرقنا من بعده تفرقا معصوما. اللهم ربنا زدنا ولا تنقصنا، واكرمنا ولا تهنا، وآثرنا ولا تؤثر علينا. Oh Allah, accept this madrasa and every madrasa of the world, Oh Allah. Oh Allah, make it such that throughout the length and breadth of the world, Oh Allah, on every nook and corner, there is a masjid, and the adhan of the masjid is heard by every human and jinn, O Allah. Let us all say labbaik on those adhans and perform our namazes in the masjid with concentration and devotion, O Allah. With every masjid, establish our makatib, O Allah. Make it such that there isn't a single Muslim child, a single Muslim person who cannot read Quran Sharif correctly. And give every Muslim the tawfiq to recite Quran Sharif daily, O Allah. Let us all learn the basics of deen, and let us practice on deen, O Allah. With our masajid, O Allah, bless every masjid, make it our tablighi markaz, O Allah. And let jamaats go out from every masjid to the four corners of the world, and make people aware of deen and come closer to deen. With every masjid, establish our darul ulooms, O Allah, from where qala Allah and qala Rasul's echoes all the time, O Allah, comes from there, and produce ulama al-haq rabbaniyin, and use them through the length and breadth of the world to revive deen, establish deen, O Allah. O Allah, with our masajid, establish our khanqas and our zawiyas, O Allah. So that, O Allah, the echoes of Allah, Allah, and La ilaha illallah ring in the ears of the people and turns the hearts of the people towards you, O Allah. That rijal are produced, لا تلهيهم تجارة ولا بيع عن ذكر الله وإقام الصلاة وإيتاء الزكاة يخافون يوما تتقلب فيه القلوب والأبصار. رجال عاهدوا ما who fulfilled the promises with Allah. Oh Allah, the promises that we made, such men are produced. What our masajid produce, or let there be our welfare and social organizations, so that the need of every human
every animal, every creation of yours is fulfilled, O Allah. The needs of Muslims and non-Muslims, the needs of humans and jinn and animals, everyone's need is fulfilled. Our deen is complete, O Allah. We establish our masajid, which are our true civic centers, what all the needs of deen. And O Allah, let complete deen be served in a perfect way throughout the world, O Allah. O Allah, accept from us, be pleased with us, O Allah. Accept every human, every jinn for perfect Iman and Islam, O Allah. Whoever has got a problem in the world, O Allah, whether it's a health problem, whether it's a financial problem, whether it's infights and arguments, matrimonial matters, whether it is matters where one's needs are not being fulfilled. O Allah, you remove all our difficulties and hardships. You be on our side and help us, O Allah, and especially all the efforts of deen. O Allah, help the Muslims of Syria, O Allah. Help the Muslims of Egypt, O Allah. Allahumma, O Allah, the whole ummah, O Allah. Allahumma ansuril Islam wal Muslimin. Allahumma izzal Islam wal Muslimin. Allahumma waffiqna lima tuhibbu wa tarda. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim. وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.
Brothers, inshallah, in the next minute.